the Grim Lord here. Let me check this. Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. Got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
So, we have just an announcement. So, Dead Penetration is changing positions. So, he's going to be working graveyard. So, what we're going to do is probably not... basically, I'll just be doing the shows, but he's decided he wants to do more of, like, commentary stuff, like where we do the games or even bringing back the movies, and that's actually cool with me because I can pretty much get a show done in no time, just article after article after article after article. And basically, you guys get the information that you need or is interesting or whatever, and we can just go do our commentary stuff for the fun and entertainment and stuff that you guys know on our channel.
Probably more up to date since you don't have to wait on
the day. Yeah, stuff like that. And, you know, Empress is still a thing. One of my guys said that he definitely wanted her back on because she basically gave him incentive to keep his doll, or basically, like, he basically said it was because of her, I'm glad I have a doll. It's like,
whenever I think, maybe I want a real girl, then she comes in. Now, I will say, not all women are like that.
No.
She is a special kind.
Yeah, she's admitted autistic, and I mean, that's definitely not hard to tell.
That is, I've dated an autistic girl before, but she didn't act like grow.
Well, it's different types of autism also. Be aware. Sometimes
cocaine autism?
What? Cocaine autism.
Oh, it's way on the spectrum.
Oh, man.
I got cutting mouth.
Okay. So, anyway, yeah, we want to thank our sponsor. It is getting real close to Valentine's Day, so you need to go to spinningrobotpussy.com and pick up a spinning robot pussy. Remember, once they're gone, they're gone, guys. You need to go get it as soon as you can. I mean, it's almost February. He said he might have a little bit more left over, you know, if there's people that absolutely have to have it, you know, he might be able to hook you up.
Was he not?
But, well, I mean, he said he's only making a certain amount. So, if you, you know, like, if you don't get it, you won't get a chance to get it. Remember, these are handmade by Revy. He does this himself. So, if you want one of these custom, one-of-a-kind, you know, devices for your dolls, it's the best time to get one right now. Don't forget about the Follow Me Eyes and the Waifu Goo, which are still on sale.
The Follow Me Eyes are something I'd be interested in just for art projects.
Right. And the, and like I said, they're available at the Dollhouse. So, you know, Phil's got you covered there. But for the spinning robot pussies, you have to go get them from Revy, from his website, and you need to hurry up because, you know, once they're gone, they're gone. It's over. It's like a limited edition flavor. Once it's gone, that's it.
Has he said anything about his next big venture?
No. Haven't talked to him very much. He's a very busy man, and you know how the world of robotics is right now. Yeah. You know how the world of engineering is. There's always things he's working on. We haven't had anybody on the show in a while, and we may remedy that soon, but right now we're just kind of starting off slow into, what, jack off January, I think it is. Yeah, of course we have our waifu month.
It's like Christmas, you can celebrate it all year round.
Waifu month will be next month, of course, as normal. But yeah, so basically we're starting off pretty slow. Oh, by the way, if you were going to get a copy of Winter Memories, y'all might want to hold off on it because Kagura Games right now is fucking dead. Like, I mean, try going on the website. Now, maybe by the time this releases, you'll be able to be like, oh, it's okay, Grim. Well, yeah, it'll be fucking 5 days later. But right now, you know what? I was going to play this game and basically preview it for the channel, but I'm not going to fuck with that. Cloudflare was having issues. I couldn't log in. Well, no, I couldn't access it. They were giving me a Wayback Machine page. I was like, shit, I can't even get to the page where I can buy the game. You know, and it's because, yeah, the game is on Steam, but the uncensored patch is only available on Kagura. So people were going to Kagura at so heavy a pace that it literally bogged down the whole damn website. It crashed the whole fucking server. That's how powerful horny weebs are. They crashed the entire fucking Kagura server because of Winter Memories. And the reason why Winter Memories is a... Summer Memories is a very nostalgic game for people. It's a very different kind of hentai game, and a lot of people really, really loved it. So, a lot of people never thought... I mean, people never thought they'd release, like, another one. But they finally did Winter Memories, and people are just...
What was the other one? It was so
Summer Memories.
Summer Memories.
So, yeah, this is something that a lot of people really badly want, and they wanted it such a pace that the internet can't handle it. It's literally like...
Independent creator or not?
Yeah, Japanese... Small Japanese developer, from what I recall. It's published by Kagura.
So quick.
Well, yeah, but it's also on Kagura's site, and they are not prepared for that kind of fucking traffic.
Yeah.
So maybe by the time this comes out, you guys can get it, and maybe I'll be able to preview it, but by then, every fucking hentai streamer and YouTuber on Earth will have covered it, I'm pretty sure. So, sorry, maybe I should have been a little faster. But it is what it is. At any rate, let's go ahead and get started with all these fucking articles. I've got so many for you guys, it's ridiculous. Alright. So, let's start out with the first one. And some of these I'll go through, you know, relatively quickly because there's not, like, anything amazing in some of these. Like, for instance, Parasited, which is a new porn company, is debuting a new series where there's a vaginal parasite that affects women and something happens. This thing's kind of interesting. It's called Post-Pandemic. And it's about possessed, parasitic women that I guess get really horny and want to fuck. So, hey, that sounds pretty cool, like a pussy parasite. Alright.
How cool is that?
That's
got
kind of
pussy parasites now. Creepy crawlies.
Yeah.
Can't get rid of.
However,
Ajax don't get rid of it.
If you're in Montana, you may have to hold off on pussy parasites because they just had an anti-porn age verification law go into effect. That means that, I mean, it's supposed to mean that if you're 18 plus, you have to have your age verified, but a lot of websites would be like, nah, fuck it, we're not going to worry about it, so you'll just get it blocked and have
we
to use a VPN.
Sued.
Well, yeah.
I mean, there's probably lawsuits and, you know, legal consequences they're putting on the sites instead of the people that are trying to get in underage.
Right. Oh, yeah, I know. So, The Sun. This is a weird little article. Dear Deidre. I know, it's changed a lot from Dear Abby. Will my secret gym lover ever do the right thing? Dear Deidre. The last thing I wanted was to be a homewrecker. But I'm having great sex with a man who is married with two young kids.
She's not that upset about it.
I've had years of terrible luck with men. And so when I met this incredible guy, I was gutted to discover he's already taken. I'm 39, he's 45, and our affair began 18 months ago when I was his personal trainer. Working so physically close can be pretty intense, and I was delighted when he asked me for a drink after one session. Now that is him.
Yeah, but that's on her for... what? Is he going to do the right thing? Because she's like, I finally found the man of my
right
butt, and she's always
right
had bad luck. Why? Because
she's doing shit
dating
like this.
The same ones that are already taken.
Right. That was the first time he admitted he clocked out of his marriage and hadn't slept with his wife for years.
Yeah.
I knew then we would have sex, and just a week later I invited him back to mine. Our connection was insane, his passion was intense. I still get turned on thinking about that night, even months on. We developed strong feelings for each other, and he soon told me he wanted to build a future with me. He broke the news to her 6 months ago, and I was so relieved, believing we could finally be a normal couple. And said nothing has changed. He insists his wife guilt-tripped him into backtracking because of their kids and has asked for time. Ever since, he's been really struggling with the reality of leaving. While I understand that this isn't easy for him, after months of waiting, I'm starting to wonder if he'll ever find the courage. And D'Adri says, it's clear that your lover cares for you deeply and wants to build a future, but leaving his family is no easy decision. Ultimately, he has young children to think about. Leaving his wife also means changing their entire worlds. It's understandable he's struggling with this. However, if their marriage is over and he's only staying for sake of the kids, it will only cause more harm. That is true.
That's what they say.
As they will likely sense the tension between their parents.
I don't think any of them... Mm-hmm. Mommy, Daddy, why are y'all not fucking anymore?
Tell him to focus on his marriage and work out what he wants, but make it clear you cannot be involved unless he leaves.
It's turning my world upside down, Mom and Dad. Why don't you do a Dirty Sanchez? Spice it up.
Perhaps give him a deadline and don't spend your entire life waiting around.
A Tennessee log jammer.
That's crazy.
A Mississippi mudslide.
So here's some interesting information. The Western localizers are attacking fans looking to AI for more accurate handling of Japanese media. You clearly can't appreciate the work of humans. While Bushiroad Works' announcement that Corey Yamazaki, the ancient Magus Bride, would be receiving in-house simulpubs via a combo of AI tech and human editors was a source of Christmas cheer for audiences exhausted with the West inundation of socio-political motivated and meme-riddled Japanese-to-English localization work, the news was met with a nuclear level of bah humbugging from the very same Scrooges whose butchering of anime, manga, and video games inspired such open acceptance of a machine-translated future in the first place. As detailed by the publisher on December the 12th, beginning with the series' 96th chapter, Bushiroad Works would employ both Mantra Co.'s eponymous manga and webtoon-specific Mantra AI translation engine and the contextual oversight of human editors to produce their own English-language simulpubs for the ancient Magus Bride. And though this move was made by the publisher in a specific effort to cut down on piracy by reducing demand for fan translators by providing them with a superior service, many found themselves admitting that though it was less than ideal to replace an actual human job with a machine, in light of the Western localization industry's noted history of intentionally butchering a given piece of Japanese media in order to serve their own pet ideologies, the potential for such AI-human hybrid combos to provide more accurate translations made the entire concept more appealing than it normally would be. Q said localizers who, rather than taking even a moment to reflect on how their work has contributed to their industry's in-the-toilet reputation, responded to fans' openness towards AI with outright hostility and insults. Fine, declared Boyish 2 localizer Ayumi Shinozaki. People who insist they would get better quality from AI translation are not allowed to read translations made by humans then. Overlord in the Saga of Tanya the Evil localizer, Emily Ballesteri tweeted, if you are a fan who thinks AI translation is good enough for the creators you supposedly support, you're mistaken and possibly a bad person. Educate yourself and reevaluate or read AI-authored media because you clearly can't appreciate the work of humans. Another is that if it's really the case that translation is that bad, then the ones who can replace the translator, because that's what you want, are at the publisher, they add. The letterer for Viz Media's English localization of Tizen 5's The Ichinose Family's Deadly Sins escalated the rhetoric by claiming that he deserved a Nobel Peace Prize for how many idiotic anti-localizer people he refrained from saying KYS to today. That means, of course, kill yourself. The House in Fata Morgana in Sword Art Online Alicization Lycoris localizer. I have played House in Fata Morgana. I only saw one line that, yes, was a little westernized, but for the most part, I didn't have too many issues with that visual novel. Anyway, the discourse around professional translation is already fucking miserable with the prevalence of weirdos who have no idea what they're talking about parading around a fictitious, malicious localizer boogeyman, so I'd appreciate it if Corpos didn't take a big shit in the water. Just saw the stupidest fucking post on this website voice. It's always fucking Fire Emblem with these anti-localizer dunkasses too. As if making a robot spit out incoherent garbage somehow removes the overarching corporate structures that result in content changes in the first place, they added. Sometimes I see all the manga fans celebrating AI translations and get so pissed off, not about us celebrating losing our jobs, we won't, But it's that I get... I don't know about that. But it's that I get pissed off at them celebrating an obviously worse product, Smith declared. You fools are celebrating paying for shit. In response, Dave Dye's tired comparison that the current reckoning against poor localizations is just Gamergate again. Of course they're going to bring that back up. Smith entertained this pearl-clutching by recalling, I've had to work through both Gamergate, whatever the fuck we're in now, with manga fans, and I keep seeing it elsewhere too. People want us so badly to be in a culture war when in reality they're scared and anxious and taking that out on others. Moral panic after moral panic. Tokunet editor and translator Draken Tacos continued the assault on fans by taking aim at user Beatrice M's personal refusal to let Western localizers gaslight their customers. Responding to both his and my life as Inukai-sized dog localizer Katrina, whatever the fuck her name is, ongoing denial regarding their industry's shoddy work habits, Beatrice M countered, this has been an issue for decades and it's only gotten worse. There were even several cases that authors had to reach out to overseas because they were enraged by their changes. What you should do is simply buzz off because you don't know what you're talking about. In turn, Draken Tacos disingenuously dismissed Beatrice's entire claim by declaring, decades? Only gotten worse? Out of the hundreds of titles that get made published from an account that self-proclaims to be toxic? And you expect me to take you seriously at face value? Please. A common point I see is that the outraged ones never really ask why, he continued his tangent. It's always localizers can't do their job right, have an agenda. It's never, maybe there's an issue with a Japanese line so it couldn't be kept, because that would mean admitting the original is flawed. Taken aback by Draken Takas' condescension, fellow Twitter user Waifu Jitsu pushed back, saying, Why would you consider taking along from the work you're trying to translate a problem? If it's there, it's because the writer wants it to be there. He's right. Who are you to decide what's to stay in the story? Yep. If the writer wants it, I want to read it. Write your own censored stories.
Yep.
Still refusing to look past his own nose, Draken Tacos further scoffed, fun fact, translators don't decide. That gets decided for us because what's fine in one country isn't necessarily fine in another, he said. Legal issues in that. Learn Japanese if you want a zero outside bias experience, but that's not what you want to hear, is it? Okay, so here's my problem with that. Alright, so the biggest problem with a lot of this is the Japanese cousins and sister and brother thing. You know, Oni-chan, I love you, Oni-chan. Let's have kids, Oni-chan. Yes, that can be, I mean, that's incest and all that, and cousin and all that. But it is a completely different culture. And it doesn't mean that because we, you know, we read content that has that in it, that we actually kind of support that. You know, because I don't support that. But it is a different culture. And in different cultures, they have different kinds of, you know, different feelings about you know, issues than we might hear in the West or other countries. So, if people are telling you, look, if the feds or the FBI or whatever is so upset about it, then there's either one or two options. They just get rid of it all of it, anime, manga, all of it, if it's just something that we can't read in the official, or we can't watch in the official, and it's horrible, then get rid of it, or see how, you know, see how they would react to putting millions of people in jail. And we're talking some young people, like 16, you know, teenagers reading manga, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, well, you can't read that because that advocates...
does it advocate?
I don't know. Incest, CP, I don't know. Whatever they want to say. I don't know.
I don't know.
Like I said.
Whatever's their culture.
Whatever's their culture is their culture.
Now,
and people
feel a little weird about that's the direction everyone's taking porn is, oh, your stepsister or
your real sister. Part of their...
Or your real mother or your stepmother.
Part of the culture in Japan for many, many,
I know it's now.
Yeah, like, you know, Chasing Sunsets does that. It's, you know, it is what it is. It's fiction, but at the same time, like, when it comes to a country like Japan, where it's been a thing for thousands of years.
Yeah.
And I mean thousands of years. You know, it shouldn't be looked on as like, oh, you support this thing. No. I just read about this killer who violently, you know, tore this woman up into pieces and jacked off on her corpse. You know, horrible, terrible thing, right?
Yeah.
Because he's supposed to be a horrible person. We're not supposed to, you know, celebrate that. We're not supposed to be like, oh, this is, you know, like the maggot bait stuff. People say, oh, you like... No, I don't... I mean, that one scene where they punch her in the fucking mouth and they're raping her, you know, that's horrible shit. I mean, it's supposed to be shocking. It's not supposed to be like, oh, yay, I can't wait to get more content like that. Oh, this is great. This is definitely how you should treat women. Because anybody in their right fucking mind would tell you no. And you need to be under the fucking jail if that's the way you feel about it. And you can't tell the difference between fucking fiction and fantasy. And not even fantasy. It's, you know, it's a shock. When you watch a shock movie, a horror, like a Grindhouse movie, I've been getting a whole bunch of them because I've got a Grindhouse group that recommends me shit. And there's some really crazy scenes. You know, one of the ones they say is hardcore is The Last House on the Left, which is a remake of a other movie called The Virgin Spring. And, of course, you can find both of those movies now online. So if you want to see some really horrific, crazy shit, you can watch those movies. And, again, the people who made those movies... made those movies with a point in there. I mean, we want to make something shocking, something that's going to... Because there was a thing in cinema where they're like, okay, how can we scare people? How can we freak people out, right? It wasn't like, oh yeah, we want people to literally do that. We want people to be like Buffalo Bill. It rubs the lotions on. It's, you know, that's supposed to freak people out. It's supposed to shock people. You know, that's what I'm talking about here. So we don't. So we go and we say, all right, you know, Mr. Fed or police or whatever.
Excuse
it's
me,
like,
Mr. Fed.
This is not. And you know what the bad thing is? The people probably in those areas, yeah, they're probably looking at that stuff even worse than what we are. From documents that I've seen. You know, they probably are looking at that kind of stuff. There's probably a lot of people in those agencies that are looking up crazy shit like that. I mean, I already talked to you about the CIA stuff a long time ago, what the CIA was getting up to. That's some pretty hardcore shit.
I tell you, I met someone tonight that had moved to Thailand.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was banned from the casino. He said, I just came back for a funeral.
He moved
to Thailand. And I was like, huh? I was like, how do you like it? He said, it's amazing. None of that bureaucratic bullshit you got to put up with here.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard it's great, so...
That's what they say.
Yeah,
I mean, it's starting to become a really big trend, guys going...
I know. We know all about the Passport Bros.
Yeah.
But Drex was bringing up an article, or a video, rather, from this one guy that said, hey, these Western women are getting kind of upset, and they might start trying to complain to the government to stop guys from doing that.
Well,
stop them from going overseas. And
if we all know, a woman are in it.
Yeah. I mean, he said it's only a matter of time before they go to the government and try to ruin these damn passport bros.
Well, they don't. If they ain't gonna do nothing about it, I mean, the woman got to step up and do her part. She can't expect everything to be handed to her. Like, what has she really got to bring to the table?
Right.
If you get with someone, you're providing, you're making money, bringing it in. So you have that. And if she just up and decides one day, I don't love you, then you lose half of your shit.
Right.
And so a lot of women go into it and fool guys enough to think, oh, well, this is, we get along so well, she's just buying her time.
Right.
Now, I think those women that, oh, I got a divorce and they're so happy and excited, it makes me sick. Cause
divorce party and
like
shit.
They weren't even in the first place.
Well, they're not marrying for love.
Oh, no, they're marrying for wealth. And, and sometimes they're married just for the divorce part.
Yep.
They say, oh, well, as soon as I find one fault in them, it's over. And then he loses the kids usually and all that.
Yep.
They had one thing I watched. It's the Red Pill Hub on Instagram. I believe it's Instagram.
Yeah.
And it had one where this lady is all excited. She's having a divorce party and that, oh, I got full custody of the kids and all this. And then found out that the judge didn't hardly have them have to pay anything. And she returned from happy and laughing to sad and yelling on the phone and crying. I'm like, man, that's how it should be. They initiate it and ruin your life. They need a little taste of it themselves.
Yeah.
I think money should not be the biggest thing that they get out of any of that. From what I understand, all that time the guy has to work, how is he able to take care of himself?
Yeah.
And, you know, if he meets someone else, how is that going to work out? It's almost trying to get guys to where they have no other option but to be single because they're too busy paying for the last one.
Yep. Okay, so we got another article here. Ninth Circuit rules against, you might be upset to hear about this one. Ninth Circuit rules, NCOSE sponsored case against X Videos can move forward. San Francisco, the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday reversed a lower court decision and allowed a proposed class action lawsuit over user-uploaded content to move forward against web group Czech Republic. The parent company of tube sites Xvideos and XNXX, as well as other adult companies. The lawsuit is sponsored by religiously inspired anti-porn lobby NCOSE, formerly known as Morality and Media. NCOSE has been conducting a high-profile legal campaign to shut down major adult websites over third-party content, including suits filed against ALO's Pornhub. All these cases involve attempts to circumvent Section 230 protections, often by appealing to the controversial FOSTA SESTA carve-out. NCSE's Danny Pinter is one of Jane Doe plaintiff's attorneys. In a published decision, the three-judge panel held that, although WGCZ and related entity NKL have associates are based in the Czech Republic, have servers in the Netherlands, and do not have offices or conduct businesses in the United States, they can be sued by Doe in California. The court established jurisdiction in the U.S. because of U.S. because of WGCZ's contacts with various U.S.-based content delivery networks to temporarily copy content from Netherlands-based servers to additional servers, including some in the United States, as well because of the company's work with Google and Twilio to manage emails and PayPal and Epoch to manage payments. And due to data establishing that the U.S. is the largest market for both Xvideos.com and XNXX.com, legal news site Lost360 reported. Lawsuit alleges that videos of Doe when she was a minor were uploaded onto the platforms and then viewed thousands of times on Xvideos and XNXX. Jason Tucker, president of copyright enforcement company Battleship Stance, told XBiz that the WGCZ ruling is very fact-specific because it involves both questions of personal jurisdiction and a more specific crime against the minor. I believe that if this case didn't involve this sort of content, the court may have been more open to agreeing that there was an alternative form to resolve this matter, he explained. This case is a long way to go. For example, there may be jurisdictional discovery on all of the other defendants. Tucker has been working on a noted precedent case-setting case concerning U.S. jurisdiction over international websites on behalf of Japan-based adult company Wilco, noted that WGCZ case is sponsored by an organization that has historically been dead set on dismantling the legal adult industry. That shouldn't be ignored. So, the issue is they're trying to have war on the porn industry. However, they have a legitimate... It's basically like, okay, so
it's
there
was... a legitimate reason to shut them down.
Yeah, it's a legitimate reason, but they're trying to... Instead of just getting the video off there...
I mean...
And, you know, getting the video off there and, you know, making sure that...
I think they've been warned about it before. All of those sites have. You really need to check out Louder with Crowder's undercover thing where they exposed all that. Like, and what I don't get is these people go out to dinner with this girl thinking they're on a date and spills their guts to her, like, everything about the industry. And I'm like, man, can you not keep your mouth? I mean, not that if they are sex trafficking, I don't want that to continue.
Right.
But I'm like, that's anything. Like, could you not just tell your life story every 10 minutes? You may not go to jail.
Right. But, yeah. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's some, you know, again, I'm pretty sure there's some rough stuff that goes on in there.
No, I don't doubt there does. That's, I mean, in a way, it is good. And I think it's even good for the patrons of the porn in general.
Yeah.
Because it is something that can really screw up your just natural sexual health and all that. Mental health on it.
Well, I mean,
a lot of guys, a lot of their sensory and sex is visual.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're overstimulating the visual side of it, it's like if I see apples almost every day.
Right. I see that.
Crap less if I eat another apple.
Right.
I mean, that's the same way.
Oh, I get porn, that.
Except your wiener don't want to do what it wants to do, I imagine.
I think that depends largely on the man. I mean, I know there's studies like that, but it depends largely on the man.
If you overdo anything, it's going to bite you in the
ass. And I think it's not necessarily, because again, it's not necessarily the porn itself, it's the fact that they're masturbating too much.
Yeah.
If you're masturbating too much, I do think
no
so.
No such thing.
I do think so.
I mean,
I think you can overdo it, and I think a lot of guys are overdoing
when
it.
When you...
There's something called the death grip.
When you do it too much in association with that visual content, then that's what
I don't know.
What's going to work for? All right, like Pavlov's dog. You know that one. Every time they rung a bell, the dog would get a treat. And then they took the treat away. They'd ring the bell.
Oh,
the
I know about Pavlov. Yeah, I know Pavlov's dog. Yeah.
You know, you can. If you train yourself, basically, you don't know you're training yourself. You're just wanting to get your rocks off to some porn. But if you keep that up, eventually, that turns into, that's the only cue it's going to stimulate you. You know, if you keep doing it over and over and over and over, try to beat your record.
Well, in some ways, though, with a lot of guys just not
pursuing... Is there anything you've done so much that you had, you know, you just lost the luster for it?
No.
No,
because, like, even when it comes to... I guess when it... Yeah, because when it comes to writing, like, people say writing. It's like, yeah, I can get burnt out on it after a while, but it doesn't mean I'm going to stop. Like, I still go in, and if I have something to say, and that passion flows...
Well, that's not quite what I'm getting.
Well, no, but that's the thing I've done more than anything else. I mean, but, gaming, all right, people can say, like...
Work.
Like work.
Did you ever lack work?
Well, at the same time, I don't know. I mean,
you do it every day.
I do it every day.
It becomes depressing that that's the only thing you're doing. And then that you're associating that.
I try to make it. I try to make it fun at the same time. Like, I do try to enjoy my time and have fun and talk and all kinds of things like that. So it's not... It's not, I mean, sure, there's things I'd rather be doing, but at the same time, no matter what you do, you'll eventually, you know.
I have plenty of things I do that don't involve sex, like hanging out with my friends, going hunting, you know, drawing, artwork. That's usually a by myself activity. Not a lot of folks come hang out and draw with you.
Yeah, that's true.
Shooting bows and arrows like that, like all kinds of just shooting
guns.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're more
road trips.
You're more outdoorsy than me. Me, you know, I'll do different things.
Hanging out with friends, go and eat Mexican food.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I got no
problem. Love the food, hate the people. Nah, I'm playing.
I mean, I got no problem doing stuff like that. It's just, you know, I'm a gamer. So, you know, I'm just playing different games. That's what I do. Or I read comics. I do the content.
But, yeah, think about it as you go throughout your day, and it's something that you used to love. Work's probably a bad example because a lot
work
of
work is a very bad... But there's nothing I can really say. You would say, like, well, do you get tired of this? No, I don't, because I always look forward to the new stuff we do. See, one thing I've done is I've taken something that's a hobby, and I made it content. So, basically, like, you know, there's comics that I read. I was going to read those anyway. Like, and it kind of gives me an incentive or an excuse to read through them.
Well, I got to read them.
Because I can actually read them to other people and enjoy them and get, like, a new, instead of just reading them by myself, I can, you know, act out all the characters and stuff, and that just gives me a new kind of, it's better, to me, it's more interesting than just picking the book up and reading page after page.
You can even relate it to drinking. Like, I remember, Mr. One Beer over here, now he can drink more.
I can't really.
The tolerance is built.
I can't really.
Oh, can you not really?
No. For some odd reason, alcohol really messes with my stomach now. And I don't know if it was probably the pantoprazole that did it or maybe some other stuff.
Well, but you definitely got to read the medication, make sure you...
No, I'm not taking any of that no more. But I'm saying that...
Oh, well, then you're good, man. Oh, are you still having
it? We don't know what the side effects of that kind of stuff is.
I'd be surprised if I didn't get diarrhea the next day.
No, I'm not talking that. I'm talking about my stomach gets... It makes you more want to vomit.
Oh, vomit?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, it upsets... It causes my stomach to get more...
Do you ever have a lot of food on?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do that. Because you're supposed to eat when you drink.
Oh, yeah.
So that's... No, that's not it.
Gone without eating before.
I just get more nauseous when I drink. And it's really... Like, sometimes sweet alcohol... Like, I used to be able to drink coconut rum all the time.
Yeah.
And now I can't drink it because it messes with my...
Is it acid reflux or anything?
It could be. It could be that my reflux got kind of worse.
Yeah, I mean, that affects people sometimes, too, is that, so...
Yeah, I have chronic gastritis, so that might be
it. Oh, yeah. Well, but basically what I'm getting at is that is something at... You like drugs, you gotta chase, do more of all that until at some point you're like, is he drunk? No, he drank like 5 bottles of alcohol. Well, he's just buying his time till he dies now.
Right.
He doesn't even get drunk off of it. I mean, technically, his body's
eating itself up. One thing I do more than anything else in my entire life is listen to music. Because I'm listening to music about 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that I do not fucking get tired of. Do you think that, I mean, are there records that I think are boring?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But every once in a while, there's this one record or this one fucking song that hits me some kind of way. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. And I've never heard any of these records. Remember, this is all new stuff.
Your case, it's hard to explain because
I'm autistic.
A lot of things you do are
I'm
very
autistic.
Intentional.
Yeah, I mean, well, see, I'm autistic. That's a little different, I guess.
Which,
when you're autistic, it's almost like the Rain Man thing. It's like, you know what he said.
I've dropped some
toothpicks. No, we're not talking about
that. Never counted them.
We're not talking about toothpicks. One very big thing
about
Rain Man.
Well, how much a candy bar cost?
One thing that... $390 about what was that, $298?
No, in the movie he's like about $1 million. Yeah. About
$1 million, yeah. Okay. But yeah, that was a little exaggeration. But there is one thing that he does that is very, very dead on. Okay, so they do it a little off, but basically when he said, you know, Judge Wapner, and he didn't come on, so they had to use a videotape of him because he's used to watching that at that time. That is me and my schedule. Now, I've been able to adjust it a little bit.
You don't throw a fit, do
but,
you?
I get momentarily discouraged. It's like the thing.
Handling it,
yeah, it's like we're very structured. We love structure.
Oh yeah.
So basically, like this is why I do different days when I do my content. This is kind of interesting. I know we're supposed to do articles, but this is kind of interesting. I'll talk about it.
Yeah.
So, see, that's why I always have it a certain day. Like, Monday, like, when I'm working on Tuesday, I'm thinking, well, tonight is the hentai erogay stuff. That's when I do the hentai stuff.
Yeah.
Wednesday's comics. If I can't do comics Wednesday, I'll do comics Thursday.
You've got a schedule like you would in a work schedule, which is a good thing.
And then after that, it's going to be... Damn it. It's going to be the AVN. I usually do, like, one Chasing Sunsets or something like that. And then after that, on Friday, we do the show, and we do the two games, or one game that we do. And then after that, Saturday, I do my rant thing, if I do my Grim Rants thing. Sometimes I do it, sometimes I don't. Depends on how I feel. And then on Sunday, I don't do anything. Monday, I do the Tuesday content, which is the AVNs. That's generally what that is, AVNs. So that's my content, and I just usually set it up like that, so it's really easy to remember. And I also try to do different week, different months, you know, like where sometimes it's only so-and-so content, because that kind of shakes up my routine a little bit. And but then I just roll into that schedule to where I'm like, okay, we're doing hentai all month. Okay, we're doing AVN all month. You know, we're going to do a little bit of comics because people expect them. Like, people literally want so-and-so comic on certain day. I literally get requests, hey, is the comic up? Hey, you know, stuff like that. Some people wait. But, yeah, we have to have things up at certain days. It's the way I work. Yeah. And I also schedule it like this. Okay, well, it's this time, so I'm going to brush my teeth now. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to watch this much of this movie because I can't be up later than so-and-so. So that's how I do my things. That's legit how I handle all this stuff. And if I don't handle it like that, then I'm all fucked up. It messes with my anxiety, and it's just a bad day.
Oh, yeah.
So I have to do it like that. So again, I mean, even when it comes to, like, I'll say, I even have a specific time where I might do, unless I get aroused. We're all look at porn. I have a special time. It's like, okay, well, usually right before bed, but sometimes I'll be like, no, it's not that. It's like, sometimes I don't even do that. It's like, oh, well, I don't have enough time to do that. And a lot of people say, hold on. So you want to do the thing, but you don't have enough time to do the thing. So you don't do the thing. Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, I'll be like, oh, well, shit, I don't have time. I'm going to go watch this movie instead. And it's like, hold on, you'd rather watch the movie than whack off. It's like, yeah, I'd rather watch the movie. I hope that's not a problem. I was kind of more interested in that than I was. Like, I was interested in that other half of RoboCop, too, because you get into the first part of it, and then you're like, oh, shit, I've never seen it. So I wanted to watch the rest.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm watching Super Vixens right now, and... I'm really curious, so I probably, it's like, oh, well, so you'll skip, yeah, I'll skip again, but isn't that a porn? Well, kind of, but I'm not watching it for the porn scenes.
Yeah.
It's so crazy of a movie that, you know, if you just watch it for the porn, you'd have a bad day because they don't show nothing. I mean, I do like the artist, that's one thing, I like the art, the artistic nature of those old porn, or those old softcore adult films. Because you don't see that. When you watch, even with the clips that they put in the movie, like, you know, you say that they just put the clips on Pornhub.
Yeah.
The clips have no artistic value whatsoever.
No, they don't.
When you see...
That's not what people are watching.
I know. And maybe I'm that weird artiste guy, but at the same time, guys, it's like this for me. When I was watching that scene in Super Vixens, where she grabs the... bed rail, and they don't show her, they just show the arm grabbing the rail to show
it to your imagination.
Yes, I thought that was really I thought that was a really good take, a really good touch there.
Yeah, they did that.
And a lot of people don't really get that. It's like, well, what didn't they show thing? Because, like, you can tell that was a really awesome moment for her. You could sense the passion in that.
And that seems like actually a reversal on, you know, numbing your head with porn and something like that, where it makes your brain fill in the
blanks. That's why I like titillation, not straight up sex.
Like a boudoir.
Yeah, I like what, you know, titillation. I like to be titillated. I like seduction. I don't like you know, oh, here's how many hot dogs can she stuff into her vagina? It's a like, lot. Yeah.
I frozen mean, or unfrozen?
I mean, that's just not my thing. And you'll say, well, Grim, what about the hentai? All right. So, have you noticed there's been times where I've been bored reading a hentai scene? Maybe some of you guys noticed when I was reading through Maggot Baits or some stuff like that. First, I'm reading really fast, or there's even been sometimes where I didn't even read the fucking dialogue. Like, I was that upset that the shit was taking so long. And you're like, Grim, you gotta be the only person in history that thinks a hentai scene is taking too long. Well, I do! I think the Japanese write too goddamn much. I'm sorry, they do! You know, and it's I'll be honest. When I go into the AVNs, and we had that little sex scene with the main character and Mallory last night. That was a really good scene. They didn't show a whole hell of a lot. I mean, and it was articulated, you know, piece by piece, reading it like an erotic novel.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was well done. And it got over with in maybe about 5 minutes. You know how long a scene in something like Kanyu Fantasy, which is Honeydew Fantasy. It's called Funbag Fantasy, about women with giant tits.
Things like I've heard it.
Yeah, it's a hentai based on it. Actually has to have a really good story. Has a really... It's a lore. It's got several different side stories and a main story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of shit that goes on. But basically the problem with that game is the sex scenes are way too long. And I get it, you know, there's going to be a lot of sex scenes. It is an eroge. There's a lot of, you know, it's a nuke game, so it's going to have a whole lot of scenes.
Yeah.
But they're so fucking long. And I'm just like, okay, I respect the work that the voice actress is doing, because I know a lot of people aren't reading it for her work, you know. And I'm not going to say they're doing a bad job, because they're really giving it their all, you know. But for me, I think there needs to be a point where it's like, okay, you know, I don't want to read this for 30 fucking minutes. Some people might want to find out what's going on with the plot. I mean, there is a storyline and plot here, so I want to see how that works out for Loot, you know, the main character. I don't want to sit here and see him fuck Shamsiel every 5 minutes. Shamsiel's beautiful. She's a little demon. She's, you know, beautiful little character. But constantly, oh, are you ready to fuck? No, I'm not ready to fuck. I want to see the rest of the goddamn story. And I'm sure Waffle would be like, really? This is how you feel, Westerner? Yes. Like, you like our story that much? Yes, I do. I like your story and your characters. I like big-breasted characters, but I don't want to read 10 million fucking lines of dialogue in one fucking sex scene.
I
you know?
Go have pizza with
You know, I like the little... Like, there's a little scene in... No, this is a legendary scene.
Get your pussy off my pizza.
This is a legendary scene in hentai where Loot goes after the... I think it's the daughter of Vander... What is it? Vanderbilt Castle? I don't remember the name of the castle. Vanderhelm Castle. Anyway, there is a chess scene. And the main character has to use the bathroom. And she will not let him use the bathroom. So he has to go through this entire chess scene while holding in his, like, just holding in his bowels as hard as he can and trying to beat her at chess. And she's a chess champion. And if he loses the chess game, she gets to cut his head off.
Kind of like
so. Yeah. That's exactly how they were doing it. So this is a legendary scene, and a lot of and I'm more like, I'm more interested in this than the goddamn hentai. I mean, that sounds more interesting to me, seeing this guy, you know, I can't think about it right now. I've got to continue, move my rook here, and, you know, like, he's really trying his best to, you know, to keep it all together. That, to me, is interesting. It's, I mean, again, it's sexy. I don't mind some sex scenes. I don't mind some lewd scenes. That stuff is good. But again, when it's just an hour, I'm like, God, I can't do that. The longest scene I ever had to deal with was that maggot bait scene, which was the happiest scene in the whole novel. It was the one where he was fucking, whatever her fucking name is, the chick with the cat ears, the one with, you know, that the one, the main character, and it was the beautiful love scene. And my God, did Clock Up think it was beautiful. Boy, they made that scene 3 goddamn hours long. I was like, oh, Jesus. How many times are you going to fuck her, Shoujo? I mean, he must have done about 3 or 4 damn positions. I don't know how that... Carol, that's her name.
Most married couples do it all the time.
No. Even that porn star said most of the positions that he does with his wife and most normal people only do about 1 to 2 fucking different positions.
Yeah.
That's usually what people do.
Those are unrealistic positions.
Right.
It's positions meant to give you a view of the dick.
Give you
vagina.
A view of the of the dick and vagina, absolutely. And but Shogo, he's doing like 3, 4, 5 goddamn. I was like, how many positions are you gonna do? And how many times are you gonna come? Because let me tell you, it don't work like that in real life. It don't work like hentai in real life. It takes a man a little while to get back up to where he can do it again. Sometimes once a man's done, he's done. Really, and you know what? We gotta be honest. Sometimes a man can't get it up, and it don't have a lot to do. And it's not always porn and all these other things. There's a million other things that could be a reason for erectile dysfunction.
But really, what would you call it in this day and age?
Maybe porn.
It's saturated.
But SSRIs, which are prescribed like shit to everybody, are known.
I'm not saying you have to stop doing it. I'm just saying that's what...
Oh, I know, but...
My theory is on it.
That's true, but what I'm saying is there's so many other reasons, and some of them are health reasons, and they're completely different.
Oh, yeah, you still got to take care of yourself.
Yeah, but. That's what I mean. Well, a lot of people have health reasons. Depression is a reason, and you know what else fucks up? The damn depression medicines. Like I said, the SSRIs. SSRIs are known to do that kind of thing. They can be really, really bad. So, I mean, SSRIs can make a woman lose her sex drive. Yeah. And there's a lot of women on SSRIs right now that have no desire for sex because of the fucking drug.
Birth control.
Yeah.
And some of that birth control can make you end up falling for the wrong person.
No, I know.
Because of... what is that?
Yeah.
Pheromones.
Aidan Paladin talked about that. Yep. And, yeah, it's definitely true. But what I'm saying is there's a lot more reasons for that. But
I mean,
basically...
I think it's more of a collaborative thing of everything going on right now.
Yeah.
Of course, health, but even think about
it
this way.
Yeah,
they
need
to more heavily regulate the FDA. And stop letting them use these things. Oh, well, it preserves it. Oh, yeah, but it's been known to give people cancer.
Yep.
I've heard that. Like, FDA version in Europe and all that is
way stricter.
They don't even put those kind of preservatives in their stuff.
Yep.
And I think that's what they should be doing over here. And you'd have, like, not be known as the... first generation to die before their parents.
Yeah, exactly.
The first. It's probably not the first.
No, but yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's
bad.
But that OnlyFans, of course, OnlyFans you're going to find underage too.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah,
so
there's a lot of bad
going,
stuff
that
there.
That one's going to go. Well, women are going to be like, well, I can't sell my body that way anymore.
Yeah, but they're not going to get rid of that. They're not. They're not going to get rid of OnlyFans. That's one thing it's absolutely not going to go.
I think that's worse than
I know.
Porn.
That's worse than porn.
Because it's worse on both parties.
It is worse on both parties. But yeah, what I will say is... What I will say here is basically the scene was he couldn't get it up. And he said, well, sometimes you're up. And sometimes you're down, babe. Sometimes you're up and sometimes you're down, babe. And then she called him a limp dick faggot, and that was pretty damn funny to hear. Oh my God. Folks, we are going to...
Make your pussy wet. Stop having such a dry vagina.
We are going to do some Russ Meyer films because... Not even this, like, again, you won't be watching for the sex. You'll be watching for the, oh my God, what in the hell did I just hear? Remember, this is 1960s, 1970s. You could say a lot of words back then that you cannot fucking say now. And people said a lot of words back then that you cannot say now. But there's also, like, Vixen talks about communism. That in... Vixen, the character Vixen, she actually brings the biggest argument against communism, you know, because she's the one that basically convinces the minority, and he's the one, he said, well, I might have a pea brain, but he said, the black guy says, I might have a pea brain the size of a pea, but I...
I gotta find out what a pickaninny is.
Oh, yeah. That's a... She says, why don't you go find you a pickaninny to fuck? And I was like, oh, my God. I had never heard shit. Like, this is shit. I think you can find them on Tubi. Yeah, I've heard that some of these are on Tubi. So, go check it out. I think a lot of his stuff is... I'm trying to get, you know, as much of it as I can off the torrents. But, It's good stuff. But yeah, honestly, guys, yeah, there's a lot of things. We talk about porn a lot, and yes, we are an adult content channel, but at the same time, you know, I want the industry to go back into that classic kind of more titillation thing. But even Seth Gamble has been in it for years and years and years. It's like, you know, there still has to be some gooner parts.
I'm just saying.
And, it's not even that. It's like, the audience expects the gooner shit. Yeah. So it's really hard to get the audience away from the gooner shit. And you're going to have to find audiences. Well, I mean, we did find on Pornhub that audiences were moving towards, like, sensual and porn and therapy stuff. Yeah. They were looking for that kind of thing. Uh-huh. So... maybe that means that, you know, there is a chance for that market to kind of increase to where people are actually looking for different kinds of porn other than just gratification.
Yeah.
And there's some people I've argued with that are just full on anti-porn. They're like, any form of adult content in any form is just horrible, terrible stuff. And I just can't buy that.
I don't think that's the case.
I think it's
the way they're marketing it.
Yeah.
Is almost,
you know, I mean, I'll be honest with you.
Made to get rid of a society. Like, stop the traditional values of people breeding.
Yeah.
Having a family, the dad staying around, the mom not wanting to divorce immediately after getting married.
Yeah, but I mean, again, modern porn.
It's conditioning.
I don't want to say that it's porn in general. I would say it's more modern porn. Because nobody in the 1970s was... I mean, they would watch the stuff, but they weren't... You know, there was still strong families and stuff like that. There's even a lot of... even the couple in Vixen, yeah, they shared people, but I mean, it was a fucking couple at least. There were two people that were married.
They didn't have near the content back then that they do now. Now it's you can start watching porn now and never finish it for the rest of your lives.
It's that's ridiculous. Yeah. And one of the things, again, I've been to Pornhub maybe just a handful of times. And the largest amount of times I was on Pornhub was, one, trying to get my stuff on there because I was trying to put my videos on there one time. And after they denied so many videos, I didn't want anything to do with them. And they tried to tell me to come back, and I'm like, I'm sorry, you got rid of 6 of my fucking videos. And there was nothing wrong with them. So these are videos that YouTube said were fine. So I'm like, what the fuck, Pornhub? And, also, they weren't going to pay me for my performances. I was like, okay, so reading the shit is not a performance? It clearly is. I was going to fight them like hell on that. Oh, yeah. If they would have continued on that, I'd have fought them like hell.
Yeah.
They'd have been like, you're telling me when I don't do all these damn, when I don't do all this reading? Oh, yeah. They, shit. They would, it would have been rough. It would have been a hell of a rough thing. It'd be me versus fucking Pornhub. Oh, yeah. Because I was really thinking about taking them on. It's not a sexual performance. I'm doing the O's and the O's. I mean, what's not fucking sexual about that? I'm reading the goddamn erotic scene. What's not sexual about that? Do you want to watch the fucking video? It's like, oh.
Think of his name, but it, Dan Aykroyd played him on Saturday Night Live. It was, whatever his name was, male prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
And someone bought him for a girl for her birthday or something. Like, if you will, unhinge that garter or that medical device. What it was, like, he had a hernia or something, so he had something unhinged. He said, the magic is going to happen any moment after you get help me get this off. And she felt like, I'm just not feeling it.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, but yeah, honestly, that's the most times I've been on there. And I think I looked up one fetish. And I found nothing on it. I found, like, nothing. I found one real good video. But that's it. I was like, oh my god. This is all of Pornhub. And that's all they had. And, of course, you know, there was other sites. There's X-Hamster and all that. But, at the same time, I don't even really... Like, if I look up porn, it's usually stuff on X. Like, it's on Twitter. And... I skip past a lot of shit because if I'm not interested in something, I was like, oh, okay, yep, she's taking dick. I don't care about that. It's like, I, again, I'm really particular with my shit, and I've always been that way, and that's part of autism. You can be like, oh, you'll get into crazier stuff. No, because I've seen some crazier stuff. I'm like, I don't know what the gateway drug is supposed to be, but I don't like that.
It's not even the crazier stuff.
Because they always say, well, they always say that, oh, you always start out with the light stuff and move into the crazier stuff.
I mean, some people do.
And I never did. It's
but
like,
some people get burnt out on, that's like...
Because, like, when I go, like, there's one guy I look up. If anybody really wants to know what I look up, it's a guy by the name of The Rhapsodist. And all the Rhapsodist posts is porn from my era. The big boob score girls. That's literally it. Chelsea and all those girls. Of course I'll get off to that. Because that's what I got off to back when I was young and all that. I mean, and these women are in their 50s now. You know, they're not... And again, I'm looking at them when they were young. When they were, you know, when I remember. Yeah. So porn to me is like nostalgia now. It's not like... I'm not even like looking at the. I remember those titties. I remember when she was young. God, look how beautiful she used to be. You know? And I mean, and that's literally what it's gotten to. It's not like. I never say, oh, well, there's this model and that model and Drexel show me this girl. I'm like, she's alright. She's okay. But nothing's gonna replace so-and-so for me. No one, you know, it's just, I feel like I live through a time of porn that, and it won't. I mean, you do have a few girls like Foxy and Paige British. I do like some of the new bimbo girls. But at the same time, it's not even the same. Because yes, there was the age of big boob. But now there's the age of big boob, big ass, big lips, big... everything. Yeah. It's like, okay, some of this is okay, but at the same time, I miss the old shit. And that's why I'll keep going to The Rhapsodist. And 90s Stars. There's another one. 90s Stars. Because I know that the girls are going to look the way I like them. And that's what I'm into. Like, that's my thing. I'm not even really looking at hentai. You know, honestly, do you want me to be 100% honest? One thing, I'll look at the, you know, like if they have a pic that I like if there's an artist that did a pic or they show a pic, I'll show that. Or I'll post that on my X feed or my Twitter feed. But when it comes to like a video, a hentai video, I don't look at hentai videos. I really get upset because some hentais have story. And I honestly think that the porn ruins the story. Like, Rants, for example. Again, I've made this point clear a million times. I am playing this game right fucking now. Rants 01. The anime, it was completely animated. Four parts. Okay, they did the whole thing. But when Rance first fucks Syl, it's not supposed to take that long. If you scroll through it on your mouse, you can go through it in maybe a couple minutes, right? It's not that big a scene.
Yeah.
But because they wanted to, it's an hentai now, we have to stretch this out to the rest of the episode. Okay, so what about Konami when she's fighting him? What about the big fight with because there's this big thief that you have to fight, and then there's the one that's playing with the girl, Pulp Tanks, with the little magic vibrator thing, because they don't have electricity, everything's magic. So, I mean, what about that? I don't know if they talk about that later on in the thing, but it's interesting. What about where he walks into the area where there's the robot girl, and he tries to fuck the robot, and he says, "I'm sorry, I'm just a robot. This isn't even a real face. This is just a face I'm using." And then there's one where he dips something into the cooling pool that's next to her that ends up fucking her all up. Like, where's that? It's like I literally want to go to these damn animators and say, where's the fucking rest? And then these Japanese animators are like, you want all of it, don't you? Yes. I want Rance 1, 2, 3, 5D, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Fully animated. And you know how long that would be? That'd be as long as fucking One Piece. And don't tell me it wouldn't, because Rance 10 has the longest game script of any video game made. To date. I'm talking Mass Effect. I'm talking all these big, long 60-hour games.
Yeah.
This man wrote 3 Bibles worth of text for one hentai game.
Yeah.
They're literally... That's how long Rance X is. That's why it's taken so long for Daughter to translate it. He said, I've got through one of the Bibles, and we're just about to start the second one. And it's ridiculous how... I mean, but again, that's what I want. I mean, yes, he's an asshole, but we need an asshole character. All these goddamn isekai out with this puny little punk that goes to this fantasy world, right? I want to see Rance be an asshole for once. You know, I want to see, that's what he is. He's an asshole. He could say, I want all the women to myself. And nobody can, there's always a salt button, right? And when you try to salt him, it always goes bad for Rance. Like, he lunges at Rance, and then she jumps. And then he says, that's all right, I'm going to try again. So he lunges, and she says, don't you get it yet? Like the rape part of Rance is always, it's always comedy. A lot of people don't understand rape comedy. Because obviously,
rape comedy,
yes. Basically, comedy rape is basically similar to, remember when, was it Benny Hill that would run after the girls? Yeah, that's what it is. That's literally what Rance is. Come here!
He never just
said, and she's like ice blast. It's like, I'm gonna blast your dick. Like, no, that literally happens in one of the Rance games. He tries to fuck her, and she's made of ice, and she casts a spell, and he's like, oh no, my dick is frozen. And he's like, if you don't hurry up, it'll thaw, it'll break off, and I'll lose it. So they have to run quickly to a spring where when he puts his dick in, it'll unthaw it. So he's like, oh God, please, I don't want to lose my junk. It's the most hilarious shit. And people don't get it. They're like, oh, but this is, yes, but we know that Rance is an asshole, but he never, sometimes he gets his way, but usually it's when the women kind of allow it, like when they let him do it. And sometimes he's the one that becomes submissive. There's one girl in Rance 6 that he runs into, and he thinks, oh, I'm just gonna jump up, but she's a ninja. So she can just pick him up and throw him over the damn, she's got this amazing, almost like shonen level strength, right? So finally she says, okay, we'll have sex, but you're basically gonna be the bitch. And he's not used to that. And she does it in a way that he's not used to that actually kind of frightens him. And she's like, oh, you're gonna play this my way. And he changes his whole fucking tune. And again, that's something that you just... you wouldn't expect. A lot of people that see Rance, you know, they only see him as, oh yeah, he's a perv and he wants to rape all these girls, wants to fuck all these women, he doesn't care how. But at the same time, Hada made a story, or Tada made a story where he doesn't get what he wants all the time. He has to work for what he wants. Also, Rance is 100% against any kind of trafficking. He doesn't like, you know, because there's sex slavery that goes on that he stops, where they torture these women.
Yeah.
He stops that. He says these women are good women. They deserve a good man. They deserve to be fucked. They don't deserve to be treated like this. And then there's another one where there's children. And he slaughters every single fucking... Because these are all... There's like Epstein shit. These are all elite... Yeah, Epstein shit. These are all elite people. These are all people in high positions of power messing with these trafficked children. And he kills every single one of them, including the mistress that has this powerful red diamond that she uses to make herself, give her some powers over the kids.
Yeah.
Well, he gives it to this young girl that was captured by her and brought back, and she takes the gem and just smashes it all to pieces. This little girl just smashing this gem all to pieces. You know, getting her revenge out for all the horrible things that she got treated. Yeah. And that's, again, and this is all Rance. And people are like, hold on, maybe I misjudged Rance. Yeah, maybe you did. He's not a fucking, like, he's not your virtuous hero by any means. He does a lot of shit for himself. But when there's some morals that he has where he's like, you know what? This is bullshit. This doesn't need to happen. And he fixes it. So, that's how I feel about all that. You know, and again, I mean, that's the kind of reason why I play a lot of these games. And I do a lot of this kind of stuff. Because you find more than just Pornhub offers, you know. Pornhub will give you porn, right? But what it won't give you is the rest of it. It doesn't give you... I mean, I'm sure there might be some situations where they've taken some of the videos. And I even remember seeing some sites where they'll have the older videos and they're the complete videos, you know. But we're talking about the hub itself. And the hub is just like sex scene, sex scene, sex scene, sex scene, sex scene, you know. And that's just... That's not what I like. But all right. We had more articles, but, you know, we're talking. And again, guys, you're going to be starting this at the end of the month. So when you start at the end of the month, which I'll be here before you know it, I'll give you guys straight up article shows. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go just do article after article. We're not going to really talk too much, rant too much. I can do that on Saturday. But, you know, because I got DP here and he wants to do more ranting and talking. Not necessarily ranting, but more, he wants to do more conversation in general. You want to do more commentary.
Yeah. I think it's
interesting. Yeah. So we can talk about Miley Cyrus's love of sex toys and how she uses dildos to decorate her mansion later. There's actually a reason for that, and I'll talk about that in a more serious tone later. Some of you can probably already guess what that is, and yes, that goes into some conspiracy.
What is...
I'll talk about it later. It's something I really would like to go into later. Matter of fact, I'll start out the next show with that. Someone remind me, you know, before then if I don't, because it'll be next Friday and we'll talk about that. Before anything else happens, I definitely want to talk about that. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'll see you guys next time on the Grim Rant Show.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.